Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. It's going down. H-Town. Hiram Clark.
We got some news. Lance McCullers starting the season on the 60-day IL. So, right on cue. You're acting disappointed by this. What did you expect?
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm frustrated because I'm frustrated with obviously it. Him being out.
You knew this.
We were talking about it. Like I don't have any expectations for him. But here's the thing about the 60-day IL. You're not even on the roster. You're not even on the 40-man roster. So you're out for 2 months minimum. And even if you can bring him back then he's got to ramp up. Then, even if, let's say he comes back, and B. Scott is joining us here, as you heard. Even if he comes back, and let's say this is not going to be the case, but let's say he's 100%. He's 100% good to go, in shape, arm strong, all that stuff. It's going to take him another month and a half to just get even ready for a major league season.
So that's fine.
He's done.
Hey, if he's coming back 100%, give me that.
Well, wait a minute. How is he done if he's able to come back by August?
Because we're talking 2 years. And he last pitched October 3rd of 2022.
Yeah. That's good. So he's fresh?
But if he's coming back a hundo, give me hundo.
What are you talking about, Lopez? He's fresh, man.
Fresh. That means I'm fresh.
What I'm saying is, if they're gonna put him on the 60-day IL, you're right. He's going to have to do more after the 60-day IL in order to get ready. Yeah. But for me, the 60-day IL is part of his rehabilitation process. The man didn't pitch at all last year, and as you mentioned, hasn't pitched since October 2022. So by the time he gets back in late July, August, or whatever
it
is.
2 years. It's going on 2 years.
There is no reason to bring him back anything short of being ready.
Name
so whenever that actually is, you should be looking forward to it, man. Once you get Lance McCullers back, man, that's a plus.
Name a pitcher that can sit out practically 2 years and can be counted on.
Justin Verlander was 40 years old and was out for got paid $30 million for a couple of years while he was out and came back and was great.
There you go.
2 years?
Challenge accepted bud.
2 years?
Challenge accepted there, bud.
One season, maybe. Obviously, that happens all the time.
Man,
2 years?
Look, Lance McCullers rested by August.
He's
coming in as your –
drinking four, that Kool-Aid.
I don't think he pitches this year.
We've seen – he didn't pitch last year. It's like if he
no,
goes,
no, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it's weird that Lopez is surprised by this. Lopez a hard time about
again,
this.
Again, I'm not surprised by it. I'm frustrated.
But see, yeah. I think it should be the opposite view, though. 60 days, give him time get right.
You put 60 days turns into another six. Like, yeah, that doesn't mean nothing.
Well, no, 60 days is just the start of it. He probably doesn't come back till August, realistically.
Yeah.
Or maybe even later. Maybe he's not even back until the very end of the season, close to the postseason.
Yeah.
But if you get him back and he's right, I mean, that is solving a lot of the issues that the Astros, some of the few issues that we're talking about that the Astros have, which is the back end of their rotation. If you get him back and he's right, he can solve that issue for you.
But you're assuming that sitting out 2 years, he's going to be right.
No, I don't want to make assumptions, but the thing about it is, he's been gone long enough to have gotten right. So I don't want to assume anything with Lance McCullers, but if he's going to ever be right, well, damn it, it should be now. It should be July or August when he gets back.
I remember specifically when he last pitched.
Philadelphia. October 3rd, he went.
Was it Philadelphia or White Sox?
It says Philadelphia right here. October 3rd, 2022. Lost 3-0. He started the game, went 6 innings.
Okay. Because I remember when – So the game before that was the White Sox?
You're looking at regular season, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking at the regular season.
Yeah, postseason. I think it was the White Sox.
Landry's talking postseason.
It was the White Sox when he went on short rest. Dusty. Okay. Dusty being Dusty.
That's the last time he was
out there. Yeah, that was the last time he was out there. Because we were at Kirby Ice House. You walk into Kirby Ice House, you turn right. We were right there. And looking up at that big screen.
And there was still like some kind of mystery on if he would even pitch in the World Series. And it's like,
they played that up.
And dude ain't pitched since.
Yeah.
No. And people thought he was going to pitch in the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be fine.
No.
He's good to go. No.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying, Lopez, like, it's been that long since the dude was out there. He's got to be right by the time they actually throw him out there again.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
I just totally
at this point with Lance McCullers, like all I'm doing with Lance McCullers, and I'm doing this out of respect, not disrespect, because I respect the arm, and I know that it falls off. At this point, the appeal of Lance McCullers for me, it's not about what he can do on the baseball field. It's more just, hey, throw up the H, bury me in the H. He's basically a rich man's version of Gerald Green now.
But that
he's basically a rich man's version of Gerald Green. Hey, bury me in the H. Like, he's not – that's it. I don't expect much from you on the court or field. That's where I'm at. I mean, it's a better version. Obviously, we got better things. But at this point, it's more of like the local celebrity than me expecting anything from him.
When you can throw somebody of Lance McCullers' caliber out there.
What does that mean? What's his caliber?
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm asking.
Y'all are disrespectful.
No. Is that unfair?
No. I was going to put it a different way.
Is that unfair?
Yeah.
He was an all-star 5 years ago, and ever since then, all we've seen is injuries. What's his caliber?
Okay, so he's been good before. His caliber, when healthy, he's a good pitcher. So I'm talking about a healthy Lance. I'm not talking about the Lance McCullers that's throwing up the H and that's hosting the Houston Sports Awards and that's not actually on the dime.
That was the one time I supported AI.
You actually
probably could have gone AI with that. I'm not really an AI guy. Could have gone AI with that one.
Do you think he's a better pitcher than he is a award show host?
I mean, I think he's a better pitcher the first 60 days of the season than he was an award host. This season.
The award hosting was not redeeming, I'll give you that.
Yeah. But in all seriousness,
you add him to the mix.
But in all seriousness, what is the caliber? Because this is what – I want to be fair to Lance McCullers. I'm obviously making jokes. But I want to be fair to Lance McCullers because – I think as time goes by and you look at the guy as, oh, this guy's a phenom, and then you have one of the most gutsy performances in the history of this city where he throws the 30-whatever curveballs against the Yankees, and then he's getting hurt. Like, if Lance McCullers even, like, starts a season and he's, like, a number four or number five starter, for me, I'm fine with that. But the problem that Lance McCullers has right now is – like, when you talk about this Astros rotation, like, his name's being mentioned, and it's like, why? And then you're saying, B. Scott, well, a caliber, you get a guy the caliber of Lance McCullers, what is that? Because he's not going to eat innings. Like, the other thing is, he's not going to eat, like, if he comes back, the guy's not eating innings. So what exactly are you getting when you bring back Lance McCullers? That's the other problem, is that if Lance McCullers comes back, and let's say it is August, then... And let's even go best case scenario. What's he giving you? 4 innings a game? Three innings a game?
And how much can you count on him? I'm not.
But you just told me that. I mean, we've been spending all offseason talking about how they just made the greatest bullpen that you've ever seen. Like, I mean, whatever he gives you is a plus. Like, it's hard for me to have watched Lance McCullers be Lance McCullers. Okay, and I understand
he's got a good memory.
But what I'm saying is, if he's washed, then obviously this conversation is moot. But if he can still pitch, he's as talented of a guy as they've got in that entire building and then on the entire staff. Between his fastball, his curveball, everything that he's got, his changeup, he's mixed in a slider when he got back. Like, the guy is talented. We're not going to just pretend like the dude can't pitch just because he's been hurt the whole time.
What do you mean? If you're hurt, you can't pitch.
No, but if you're hurt, that doesn't mean that you're not talented. If you're not hurt, you and you show that you could pitch before, then you can pitch.
But let me.
I'm not talking two arm surgeries.
No,
I get it.
I
just said if the dude is washed, then the point is moot. But if he comes back and he's healthy, he is as talented of a guy as they have. Obviously, like if your question is, oh, is Lance McCullers just washed? Can he pitch anymore? Okay, I understand. But I am operating with the assumption that when he comes back, he will be healthy.
But that's kind of what I'm saying.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And like, there is nothing I can count on with him.
I understand.
It's a variation of what you just said. I'm not saying I think he's going to be washed. I'm saying what is he anyway if he comes back? How can you count on
him? Why bring him back if he's not healthy and productive? You will have to have seen something from him that makes you feel like he's worth putting out there. And if the Astros, who I feel like have the most credibility in this city, feel like that Lance McCullers has shown them enough that he's worth putting out there after the time that he spent off, that I can believe in that.
But here's the thing.
And I don't understand why I wouldn't, based off of what I've seen from Lance McCullers talent-wise.
If you're just tuning in, by the way, Lance McCullers on the 60-day IL hasn't pitched since the 2022 postseason. Landry Larker, John Lopez, live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown.
It is absolutely fair that the wear and tear could factor in and that he's not good anymore. And if that's the case, then, yeah, obviously this argument falls flat. But if he is right, I think that's a
plus. But I think it's unfair to him, J-Lo, I'm sorry. I think it's unfair to him to expect him to come back and be what you thought he was going to be when he first came in, what we saw when he was an all-star. I almost think it's unfair to talk about him that way. I think it's almost as unfair to say, well, this guy's going to come back and he's going to be one of the most talented guys in the world and all that. I almost think it's almost as unfair to him as just dismissing
him. What I was going to say, B. Scott, is I never questioned what he was in small doses, ever. I'm never going to question that. We all saw it. But what I'm saying is if he comes back, and even if he's 100%, first of all, you're sitting out 2 years, which you can't count on anything. Secondly, two of the last five seasons he's missed completely. And third, like if you're counting on him for a stretch run, he's entering his 10th season. He has never, zero, pitched more than 162 innings, ever.
Yeah, well, you're not asking him to do that this year
either. But you need him for an extended period of time. So how can you expect?
For an extended period of time, for the short stretch of August through
October.
Well,
what I'm saying is, even when he was 100%, you couldn't count on big things from McCullers. Now, we know what we saw in the postseason. But I don't think you can count on anything from him.
I feel like counting on him, that's a stretch to call it counting on him when he ain't going to get to you until this August.
You're looking at it more as a potential luxury, Lopez.
Yeah.
So y'all can meet in the middle and say, regardless of where you sit, what you expect, y'all both look at it as if Lance McCullers comes back, it's a potential luxury.
Yeah, it's an obvious luxury. A potential luxury is a good way to put it, but obvious luxury because he ain't there now, he ain't been there. So the Astros are going to be what they are with or without Lance McCullers. I'm saying if you get anything from him, count it all joy. Like, I can't be in a space of, oh, man, here we go again with Lance McCullers. We ain't had him. So if you get a little bit of him, to me, that's good.
And I think that's the biggest if you could possibly ask for. Sitting out as long as he did, missing a 2019 season, two surgeries, like I just you, yeah. I'm what, done counting.
Well, we're
on
talking
it.
About fourth, fifth starter here,
yeah.
and maybe third if it goes great.
Astros 4 hours away from starting the season. Lance McCullers starting on the 60-day injured list. We're live at Tom's Watch Bar, 1201 Caroline Street. Come by, say hi. So I'm going to ask you guys this. What is the dream scenario, realistic dream scenario for Lance McCullers? Because I have one, and it might be a different time frame and different outlook than y'all's, but what is y'all's dream scenario when it comes to Lance McCullers?
Dream?
Realistic dream.
Realistic dream.
Realistic dream, which might be kind of a contradiction.
Long reliever, spot starter.
I'm right there with you. Long reliever, spot starter. And to me, like, if you can get that out of him and it's Lance McCullers or some kind of variation of that, then that's great. Long relief spot starter.
You can't stick him in the bullpen and expect him every 2 or 3 days. He has to be a very particular long reliever kind of guy.
But you also don't need to because I do think you've got enough there. I know Adam was on with y'all earlier in the week saying that, outside of those last three guys, there's some questions there.
I think he's a little negative on the bullpen.
Yeah, same.
I think he's being a little bit of a slime ball. I think this bullpen's fine.
But that puts Lance McCullers right there in the sweet spot of what we're talking about right there of – spot starter, long relief type of guy. I think that's the ideal realistic scenario.
So my realistic scenario for Lance McCullers, like what my dream would be sit out this season, and then next season when you're healthy, when your arm feels good, let's transition into the bullpen. Because the funniest thing for me when we talk about Lance McCullers the last few years has been like when he comes back, make him a bullpen guy. Okay, so he's going to pitch 2 out of 3 days and go away from the routine. Like if you're going to ask him to be in the bullpen – it's got to be like your arm heals, you change your routine, because the whole reason we got in this situation, if you want to play, it could be hindsight's 2020, is because he got out of his routine and you pitched him on early rest. So asking him to come back and be in the bullpen, I don't know that you can use a spot on him because you don't want him to pitch 2 consecutive days. I would just let it. I would just shut Lance McCullers down this year. We're gonna get you. We have an awesome bullpen right now, and we're gonna get you a role, and we're gonna get a comfortable transition for Lance McCullers into being a relief pitcher.
I thought you said realistic. I love where your head's at. I love where your head's at. I
so
love
you
the
think
idea.
He's a starter no matter what? He's getting his bread no matter what.
No,
right?
I get that, but look, man, there is a human and people element to this whole thing, and I'm just gonna say I don't see it. I love where your head's at. I'm with you 100% strategically. The sense that it makes, I get it. I love the idea.
I think he's got to.
Don't think it's happening.
I think he's reached the point where you got to check his ego. You got to check the ego.
Oh, look at this guy.
Because like
T. Mill in the building.
Everybody's like, well, you can't make him a reliever. You can't make him a reliever. That's Lance McCullers. You can't make him a reliever. Those days are done. Yeah, you're done respecting what he's done in the postseason.
Yeah, well,
he's got to check his ego and say, look.
Those days never die, John.
Yeah,
banners fly forever. Bury me in the age.
Hey, and look, and if Dana Brown's willing to make that, and Jim Crane are willing to make that hard stance,
and
to
say,
take
look,
that
man,
hard line, then,
look, man,
then so be it.
But, we respect you. There was a time where we would never even thought to put you in the bullpen.
Yeah.
But that time is done.
It's time to have that conversation.
And not a reliever like even Landry's talking about. I'm talking about the guy that every 6 day some starter goes 3 innings and gets rocked. You know, bring him in, try to save.
What if he's a Presley eighth inning replacement?
I don't know.
2 year plan, man.
Or kind of like
every other day.
Kind of like how they used to use Christian Javier before he became kind of a full time starter guy, that type of guy.
Arm is just a weird body part, man. That's why, like, I have so much respect for the arm. Like the arm, it's the arm, man. Like there's not. You can't gut through it.
Yeah.
Like you can't. Like if you have a hurt leg or ankle. Like you can find other ways to gut through it. Like you can run a good route.
Yeah.
You can use your strength. You can figure stuff out. But with the arm, when it's just one on one with a pitcher, the arm is the most unpredictable thing in sports.
Yeah, and that's why with Lance, I've had a tough time deciding if he's been unlucky or somehow mismanaged, because it feels like there was a point where he shouldn't have been pitching when he was.
He also, and I know this is a Little League philosophy. When you throw that many curveballs, like, come on, brother.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a help. Like, as soon as – I know that we glorify – maybe I'm going back to, like, Little League high school baseball type crap.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're throwing 35 straight curveballs, like, they don't even let kids throw curveballs till they're, like, 14 in certain areas.
The other option is his arm is done. Like you know, you're talking about, you know, there's nothing left in there.
You can't do it. Like, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you can't do it. It's not a torn ACL.
Yeah. I want to see him. I want to see him first.
Of course. I want to see him, too.
But before I write him off, I want to see him.
Just like, not hosting the sports awards.
I'm not. Yeah. But I do want to see him pitch before I write him off.
Yeah.
I do want to see it.
Well, but I also think I think it's a balance. And we go back to, I think there's a balance between writing him off and expecting too much from him.
Yes.
I mean, I'm probably on one far end, and I think there's another, like, other far end of it. So I think there's a balance.
But it still goes back to that luxury point of the Astros are picked to win the American League West and be a World Series contender without Lance McCullers factoring into the conversation.
The luxury.
So you just throw them in the mix and see what you got, and you go from there.
Coming up, Brandon Scott has 5 bowl predictions. How about that?
Did he just do them?
Yeah, it's four now.
He's working on 5 during the break.
B. Scott has 4 right now. B. Scott calling a shot.
We just did one of them.
B. Scott calling his shot. He's cramming for that test like I did back in college/high school. Hopefully he finds someone to cheat off of next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.